This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Snow, and more snow along the Front Range. David Brogenbrook is with the National Weather Service.
Looks like the heaviest snow will occur between about 5 o'clock and 10 o'clock this evening before it decreases in intensity overnight.
Brogenbrook predicts up to 6 inches for Metro Denver tonight. Some mountain areas could see more than a foot. Winter storm warning for the Front Range through tomorrow morning. The fire west of Fort Collins has almost tripled in size in the last 3 days, with the snow halting rapid growth for now. Paul Brogink with the Forest Service says the snow is tamping down fire activity, allowing for firefighters to assess damages.
Even though we have snow on top of the burn area, there's still a lot of combustible fuel underneath that snowpack. And when this melts off, which it will when the sun comes out, there's still going to be some heat there and potential for fire. So this is not out at all.
The Cameron Peak Fire is only 4% contained. It has burned more than 100,000 acres. A federal judge has ruled against an earlier decision that deemed Denver's urban camping ban unconstitutional. A county judge ruled earlier this year that it is unconstitutional to enforce the ban without adequate shelter space for people experiencing homelessness. Well, the city appealed, and now the federal judge decided that the man at the center of the case was offered shelter, but refused it. 33 in Denver, 36 in Colorado Springs, it's 32 in Vail. This is CPR News.